Being a writer does change you psychologically, but it can also change you physically, too. I recall a quote from the composer Joseph Haydn. "Musical ideas pursue me to the point of torture," he said. "I cannot escape them. They stand like walls before me. If it's an allegro that pursues me, my pulse beats faster. If it's an adagio, I notice my pulse beating more slowly. I am really just a living piano." After I read this, I started checking my own pulse, and I discovered I have exactly the same reaction. Unfortunately, this is the only thing I have in common with Joseph Haydn. But when I'm writing an action scene, I work very quickly. I write fast, my fingers practically stabbing the keys to the point where I feel pain afterwards. My concentration is intense, and I don't see or hear most of what is going on around me. And yes, my pulse is definitely elevated. But when writing a slow, introspective scene, I lean back in my chair, write more slowly, hear the music in the world around me, and my pulse is normal. Weird, isn't it? It shows how the brain and our physical bodies are so closely related. The imagination, once stimulated, begins to affect us physically. And of course, the reverse is true, too. What is happening in the physical environment affects the brain. This is one of the reasons why it is so important to visit the locations you are writing about and experience them with as many of your senses as possible. All these things affect the imagination, and that in turn affects what and how you write. It changes you psychologically, too. I've become more introspective over the years, and I'm sure this is a result of decades as a professional writer. I think writing makes us view the world in different ways. We aren't content to just see the world as it is. We look under the surface of things and events, asking why questions instead of just how questions. Because if we understand why things work, why people behave as they do, that is grist to the writing mill. I'd like to think that this makes us better at understanding other people, but I have no evidence to support that rather naive view. On the other hand, it probably makes us more moody and solitary, pining for a time when we can lock the world away and write. I suspect I am becoming more of a recluse. The worlds I create in my head seem more interesting than the one around me. I should probably seek help. But writing changed me in another way, too. It helped me get girls. Well, all right, one girl, but she was the one that mattered. She was also a writer. We started reading each other's work, and that was pretty much it. 40 years later, we're still writing together, and our third novel is published in the spring of 2018. No matter what else writing has done for me, or to me, I will always be thankful for that.